The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, it's time for me to be entertaining and funny, and I've got to adjust the volume here on my headsets because I just blew my own mind. All right, Hills, we got a great show for you today. We got one of my favorites, Tom Handler. Tom is the name partner and Handler Thayer. They're one of the top, if not the top, well, okay, I'll just say it. Tom's the top asset protection lawyer there is, I got to say it, in the world. We're going to have a great conversation. They've gone to a whole bunch of events. They've talked to a whole bunch of people. Tom has put together his top 10 trends in the family office world for 2017. We're going to talk about that, and we will also talk about finding happiness, peace, and success, and what my personal brand is, how Vivian's doing. It's an awesome show. We're going to kick it off right now. Take it away with some musica. All right, hey, you know, if you're a Warren Henry fan, you're not walking on sunshine, you're riding on a great car. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their new Audi store up in Gainesville, too, for you Gator fans. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock me!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody, what are you going to do if your loan doesn't fit into a square box? If you don't have the usual bank loan type of thing, maybe you're a foreigner, maybe you're a realtor and you've got a client that wants to buy something and put it in an LLC. That's a limited liability corporation. That's right. That's what that is. So, hey, if it's just not a standard deal, what do? You call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. That's right, 305-773-6300. Why are you going to call me? Because we'll finance people that are non-resident foreign aliens. Maybe you're Italian, maybe you're Greek, maybe you're from Russia, Latin America, all those countries, we can finance them all. That's right, if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, we'll help your special situation come to fruition. Maybe you've got a whole lot of cash in a couple of properties and you want to buy an additional one. We'll help you get a cash out refi. Maybe you're worried about the increasing interest rates. We'll get you locked in right now. So if you need a mortgage, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, It's all about you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Brunch. Right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live, formerly of the University of Illinois, we've got the top asset protection lawyer in the country, if not the world. That's right. Right now, we've got Mr. Tom Handler. Tom, are you out there, man?
I am, Jim. How are you?
I couldn't resist, bud. I just couldn't resist. I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, you know, it's been a long time since I felt like a member of the Chicago Bulls, but that music and introduction is very familiar to me.
Now, I just wanted to make sure you had what you needed to get yourself kicked off in the right way, Big T. How's everything going?
Everything's great, thank you. Spring is here. The rains have been coming, so hopefully that means it'll be a beautiful spring as things open up. It's been unseasonably warm. We had a really very light winter, so we have lots to celebrate here in Chicago.
Well, that plus the World Championship Baseball team, at least for another few months.
We're very excited to see them start up again, and we're looking forward to the Blackhawks running the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Stanley Cup, so we're ready to go.
No, listen, I was going to ask you about the Blackhawks later, but you beat me to the punch. So listen, let's get right to it because we got a lot of ground to cover, and I'm hoping you can stick with us for a couple of segments. But, you know, you've done your Handler Thayer 2017 Family Office Outlook. I know you guys go to all these events. I know that you meet with all these families and their different people that work with them. So why don't we get started? What's your, you know, let's go down through the numbers. What do you got there?
Sure. Well, first off, we've been publishing this piece annually sort of as a result of working at the high end of the market with super ultra high net worth family businesses and family offices. So our practice is global, so it's primarily U.S. focused, but many of these families are international or based overseas as well.
Okay.
And the protocol that we kind of follow, I'll call it advanced planning for lack of a better word, but it's focused on long-term wealth preservation and enhancement. So a lot of that relates to what you mentioned. It's asset protection, risk management, being very, very careful and thoughtful in every aspect of their operations. So in that regard, some of this is income tax and estate tax and VAT tax and asset protection and premarital planning. It's sort of a financial hodgepodge of elements that when put together can put in place a plan that allows a client to more likely survive. So the dominant trend, I think, in the last year in particular has been this real focus on risk. And in fact, the CEO of one of the largest multifamily offices in the country, and certainly the most award-winning person in this position, sent a note and said, hey, we agree with you. This is our single biggest concern, and it relates to all the levels of risk out there that wealthy people are facing. And it's sort of a combination of government regulation or overregulation. It's lawsuits and liabilities and class actions. It's spoofing and phishing and cyber hacking and identity theft and con men and wire fraud and hostage and kidnap and all these really horrific events that make you want to curl up and protect, you know, your family as much as humanly possible. So in view of the rising level of global threats, which is also fueled by, you know, conflicts and senses of nationalism and a number of developments going on in the world, has put this issue at the forefront. And the responses, of course, are things like You know, lots of legal liability protection, use of entities, ash protection techniques and strategies in family holding companies, offshore ash protection trusts, property and casualty captive insurance companies, special risk and Lloyd syndicate type insurances, director and officer's liability, larger umbrella policies. And so people are dialing up the level of caution and the amount of procedures and money they're willing to spend to protect themselves from these various risks, if that makes sense.
Sure it does. And if they're looking to avoid risk and they're still in a world that's seeking yield, it sounds like there's a balance that needs to be struck between the two. How do you do that?
Well, that's exactly right. And I think the besides the strategies and techniques specifically focused on protecting individuals and businesses from these threats, people are using hedging and diversification in their investments, in their tax strategies, in their estate strategies, in their business strategies. That level of diversification and hedging and dialing down the risk permeates almost every aspect of business and investment, and it's clearly a tricky thing to do, but that's the balance people are trying to strike. And at the same time, we've got parts of the world that have sensed, you know, significantly growing senses of nationalism.
Yes,
that would be true in the, you know, in the U.S., in France, in Germany, in China, and those senses of nationalism sometimes lead to protectionism and other similar strategies, but make no mistake that the globalization of families, businesses, finance, investments is a strong and enduring global trend, and that any of these short-term blips that may slow or discourage global commerce are really not going to change that trend. That the fact that the world is flat and getting flatter is just the state of affairs. And although it could be slowed down here and there, at the end of the day, the trend really isn't going to change.
You know, well, we live here, and I live here in Miami, and we see a lot of people bringing assets into the United States, putting them in commercial and residential real estate. That's one of the strategies I have in my loan programs. And I see that this happens all the time. And now with the run-up in the stock market, I've got to believe that families are starting to look at how they balance their assets because I've got to believe, unnaturally weighted now to the stock market. They may need to move some things around. And with interest rates going up a little bit, maybe they're looking at more fixed assets. What are you seeing?
Well, you're right on the money. And two of the dominant trends relate to the issues you just raised. So first, you know, in view of the overperformance of the equity markets over the last 10 years, families globally tend to be weighting equities, commodity-type investments versus bond or debt. Mm-hmm. And that overweighting is likely to continue. And at the same time, you have two things happening. You've got global taxpayer flight, where taxpayers are leaving high-tax jurisdictions and jurisdictions with little or low rule of law, and jurisdictions where the government routinely expropriates your money. Families are trying to get their money and business out of those countries as fast as possible, and increasingly the global safe haven is viewed as the United States. And it's certainly not because of our liability or our crazy personal injury, medical malpractice, crazy tort system. It's not because of our overregulation or our courts, and it's not because of our laws. It's in part because the rule of law makes it very difficult for a government to improperly expropriate your assets. It can be done, and it has been done, but people believe that we are the least likely country to steal their money, and that's why the money's been flying into the U.S. So although in the last year of the Obama administration, over 5,000 Americans renounced and left the country, which is a record in the history of the country. So more people left America under Obama than have left the country since the Pilgrims landed. That's a fact.
Well,
and that expatriation has been in droves, but the money flying in from other countries who are more at risk has more than covered that. and the U.S. currently has almost 65% of global capital parked here. And the first investment people typically make when they come, it's not a business, it's real estate. They tend to want the commodity and hedging aspect of real estate, whether it's holding a piece of land or an operating piece of real estate that they can develop or derive cash flow from. So real estate is typically the first foray into the U.S.
My gosh, you know, you keep on making me cry here. You tell me, first of all, they want to bring their assets into the U.S., then you want to have them protected, and then you want to do real estate. My gosh, you should be on this show every week, Tom. You're the best advertiser I have for what I do. And, you know, sitting here in the global crossroads and growing up here, you've seen many families. I know many families that left, Cuba. You know, I mean, come on, they expropriated a lot of assets, including my wife's family's entire real estate holdings there, but it happens all over the world. And now I think that, like you're saying, the rising tide of nationalism would scare me. If I'm an internationally based firm, I could become a target.
Yeah, that is certainly true. I think the level of fear and the real threat of just having your assets wiped out in places like, you know, Venezuela and Argentina, I mean, families are literally putting cash in suitcases on penalty of going to prison because they can't get their money out of the country without the government taking it. And the economic distress in Venezuela is unbelievable. It's the people in a very bad. It's not as bad as North Korea, but it's awful. And Argentina families are flying out of there as fast as they possibly can. These are long-standing families who have land and businesses and billionaire families, in fact, and are trying to get out of there as fast as they can. Some of these family members have moved to the U.S. or to Europe, and they're trying to pull all the assets out of there they can. The dilemma is moving a manufacturing firm or moving agribusiness is impossible to do. And so they're struggling with those risks that they really don't have a way to undo in the short term. And if the government takes it over, it's all over, and that's the end of the business and the asset.
Well, listen, Tom, can you stick with us for another segment? Because I think we're just getting started, and my gosh, you're talking about the family history of half the people I know here in Miami.
Fair enough. Sounds good, Jim.
All right, thanks. We'll be having more great information that Tom's going to talk about. It'll be interesting. It'll be informative and be stuff you can use to help your own family out. So stick with us back past the break. We're going to go rock and roll a little bit right now. All right, they call me the Breeze because I drive my Warren Henry car on I-95, and sometimes I'm not even in traffic. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock me!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, well, Tom Handler will be back in a second, and he'll start telling you again why you need to do business with me. That's right. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got a couple of foreign clients that are looking to take their assets and buy something here in the United States. Well, maybe they need a loan. Maybe they've got their assets here and they're not highly leveraged and they'd like to pull some money out and do some things that they can do here in the United States that they may not be able to do in their own home country. Hey, if they're from Europe, if they're from Latin America, if they're from Asia, Russia, doesn't really matter. If they need a loan, I can give them a hand. You give me a call at 305-773-6300, residential or commercial, doesn't matter. We're portfolio lenders. That means we keep the loans on the books and we can be flexible. That's right. Maybe they need something a little more creative. Well, we're one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. That means that we've got great loans, great terms, and great flexibility to address your special situation. That's right. If you have a special situation, I've got a special loan for you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Loans from $150,000 up to $15 million. That's right. Give me a call. Condo office, hotel condo, crazy different product types. We'll listen. If it makes sense, we'll help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Family means everyone's invited. Family means creating memories together.
Up and away, a home run.
Family means being a part of something special. And as a family, we're ready for an all-star season of Marlins baseball.
Hey, ball!
Be a part of all the excitement, unforgettable experiences, and behind-the-scenes moments. Become a Marlins season ticket holder and guarantee access to all-star weekend events. Join the Fish family today at marlins.com/season tickets.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with my favorite Chicagoan, my favorite hockey player. Hey, Tom, tell me where the puck's going to be going in family office and how you're going to help people protect themselves.
Sure. Well, maybe I'll just backtrack a bit for those who have not dealt with family offices. In a nutshell, a family office is a business established to run the affairs of an affluent family.
Perfect.
Most of those family-owned operating companies, many do not, but they'll coordinate the investments, the tax, the investment, the risk management, sort of all financial legal aspects surrounding the family are run by that enterprise. And those enterprises are proliferating around the world. If it runs one family, it's called a single family office, and you can think of it as a, you know, half a floor of a building with a dozen staff running the affairs of the family, or a virtual family office where there's a legal entity but all the work is being outsourced, and it's maybe one or more family members or maybe one lawyer or one accountant, one assistant running the show, or a multifamily office, which is an enterprise set up to handle the affairs of many families, or at least more than one, but typically many, and that's typically a registered IA or broker-dealer or private trust company. So these entities have now been recognized as sort of the global best-in-class approach to long-term wealth management and preservation. So as families are moving and globalizing, one of these offices, often a virtual family office, is where it often starts, is the quarterback or vehicle that's used to begin the process of onboarding. And so there's often planning done before a family comes here, some transfers, some trusts, some documents put in place, and then as the family enters the country, it becomes important to minimize the impact of our litigation system and our marital laws and comply with our government regulations. And so the family office often does that. And the real estate entities, of course, are going to be held in some non-liability enterprise, and it should be structured in a manner that's going to, you know, minimize the tax hit and facilitate estate planning and set itself up to be a good entity for insurance coverage. So all these considerations come into play as families begin to come here. And in particular, there's been very strong growth among single-family offices and virtual family offices globally. In the U.S., single family offices are only up slightly. Virtual family offices are growing significantly. But in places like Asia, for example, they're really growing strongly, particularly virtual family offices. And in particular in China, where there's been a realization that this is a best practice. And increasingly, those families are doing more and more business with North America, the U.S. in particular. So as we sit here today, the trade relationship between the U.S. and China is the largest economic relationship in the history of the planet, and it's growing. And as it grows over time, it will increasingly be a major force in defining the global economy. So this is a very big deal. So not only is the onboarding coming from, you know, South America, Latin America, Brazil, you know, into Florida, there's massive onboarding into the West Coast, you know, Vancouver, Seattle, that part of the country, as well as every major city. The number of students coming over from the Pacific Rim is increasing, Korea, Japan, and China. And so there's an awful lot of cross-border transactions going on, and that's all going to feed into the development of, you know, banking and investing and real estate and ultimately businesses doing business back and forth between these enterprises. And it's really a very exciting development, but like anybody coming here, you want to do the same sort of planning that Americans do to protect ourselves. If you're a wealthy family, you have a bullseye on your forehead, and so you want to be very thoughtful and very careful not to be taken advantage of or put your family at risk for simply conducting its affairs.
Now, one of the reasons it's family would have a family office is because together the family members can have a big investment vehicle, but when they're separate, it would become diminished and perhaps lose some of its effectiveness and efficiencies. Is that one of the reasons that you're seeing family offices expand as the generational wealth turns over from the greatest generation to the next generation to the next generation?
That's exactly right. In fact, if the money's invested in a pool, and it might be controlled by an investment committee or a subgroup of the family working with outside advisors, they would prefer, anybody would prefer to keep the money in one large bucket, even if it's owned by hundreds of trusts. By being in a family holding company run by one of those family offices, you have lower management fees, you have lower custody fees, you have one investment policy statement and one, you know, one federal, one state tax return instead of hundreds potentially. And so it really cuts down the burden on the family. And then when it comes to realizing economies of scale and accessing deals, you know, you can't put a, you know, you shouldn't put a $100 million fund in a $50 million deal. It's too much of the pie. But if you've got a $300 million fund, you can put $50 million into a single fund. Or in a smaller scale, you might have a hedge fund or a private equity fund or a real estate fund with a $5 million minimum. Well, few families can reach that level. When the money's pooled together, it's much easier to get at those investments, again, with lower costs, lower fees, lower commissions, and ultimately, hopefully, more alpha, a little bit higher yields. So you can access a more sophisticated marketplace that's available retail or institutionally. And then secondly, you have this long-standing trend toward direct investing where families are trying to seek the family with expertise and invest directly with them. So, for example, if you want to be invested in a railroad, three or four families would succumb to a railroad family and say, hey, we would like to co-invest with you. We'll be in the deal as long as you're in the deal. We don't want to pay any fees or commissions. We'll invest side by side with you. You have free control to run the deal. Just keep us posted. Here's the kind of reporting we want, and we'll provide the capital. And in that manner, you know, investment bankers are cut out of the loop. It's completely efficient, completely transparent, and families get to deal with each other one-on-one. So you have all these trends militating toward trying to find more and more efficient ways to invest and preserve the wealth, and minimizing costs, minimizing liability, minimizing taxes, minimizing legal and accounting fees are all highly relevant factors over the long haul to building and preserving wealth.
Well, you know, we're getting close to the break at the half hour. I know we only had you for a half hour, but can you stick with me for one more segment?
If you'd like, I'm happy to do so.
Yeah, I really would like that because I want to talk about things like how these families find each other and how you can craft certain protections, because I don't want you to give away your secret sauce, but I think there's a couple of things that are somewhat non-generic that maybe help. Perhaps talk a little bit about where you're coming from and who your teammates are and different things like that. So that gives you a little bit of stuff to think about while we're on the break. We'll come back. We'll do another 5 or 10 minutes, and then you can go out and cheer on the Blackhawks or the Bulls.
Sounds good, Jim. Thank you.
All right, Tom. Well, we're going to be back. We're going to have some great information. I want to know how these people find each other and how you get in the middle of these deals. So stick with us. We're going to have some great information, help you learn how to capitalize on the new trend and expanding trend of family offices. One of the top international experts, Tom Handler. So take it away. Rock me. Let's go. All right, I'm happy. Every time I hear that music, I'm happy. But you know when I'm really happy? I'm happy when I step behind my gorgeous black Infiniti that I got at Warren Henry. Why? Because I'm part of the Warren Henry family, and I'm wondering why maybe you're not, you know? Because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar now. Audi for the Gator fans up in Gainesville. That's right, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's be happy and dance.
Friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, well, you're hearing Tom talking about it. And who specializes in making loans to these families that are international? We do. It's Spectrum Mortgage. If you're a realtor and you're working with an international family and they've got a complex situation and they need some capital that's asset-based financing, wow, what a bunch of fancy terms. That means if they're buying a house or a condo or a condo hotel or a commercial property and they need somebody that speaks their language in a financial sense, well, they call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. That's right. If your phone call is going to start with, hey, Jim, I've got a special situation, I'm going to go, well, then I can help you. Because if you call me at 305-773-6300, you're getting a firm that specializes in residential and commercial portfolio-based products. That means we hold the mortgages. We don't have to sell them. That means we make the rules. Well, of course, subject to the federal government and the regulatory agencies, because nothing happens without their approval, and it's always consistent with the appropriate regulatory regulations. But hey, anywhere from $150,000 to $15 million, we can help you. We're one of South Florida's largest private lenders, oldest private lenders. What does that mean? That means that we are lending our own money. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I'm going to go slow for the Jets fans. 305-773-6300, because if you have a special situation, the reason you call me is because when you call me, it's all about you.
Family means everyone's invited. Family means creating memories together.
Up and away, a home run.
Family means being a part of something special. And as a family, we're ready for an all-star season of Marlins baseball.
Hey, ball!
Be a part of all the excitement, unforgettable experiences, and behind-the-scenes moments. Become a Marlins season ticket holder and guarantee access to all-star weekend events. Join the Fish family today at marlins.com/season tickets.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
No reported accidents in Miami-Dade or Broward County for now, but expect delays on the Dolphin eastbound between 72nd Avenue and 45th Avenue. And on I-95 heading northbound from the Airport Expressway all the way to the Golden Glades. And on the Don Shula southbound between Snapper Creek and the Turnpike. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. I'm Martha Lopez, and that's your South Florida traffic.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, well, even the Marlins are together with us on our theme of family today. And you know what, Tom? I've been looking at the Marlins schedule. The Cubs are here for a 4-day series Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We need to get together, get a suite, and bring some of these families together so you can give them your pearls of wisdom in person. What do you think about that?
You know, if the suite has free beer, I could be enticed.
Well, we'll work on the free beer, but yeah, I think that we could work that out. Maybe I think I got an idea. We need to talk about this here a little bit. I'll give you a call over the next few days. We'll talk off the air. But, you know, you were talking about how there's an expansion of all these family offices, virtual family, single family, multifamily. I get all these family office events. I get all these people I meet at the family office events. And you know what the hardest thing to do is, how do you tell what a real family office is and how do they meet each other? Because you got all these people that are, I'm going to have to say it, promoting themselves as a family office, but it's a very specific term. How do you help people navigate, I can't say BS artists more than that, I guess I just did, but how do you help people navigate the minefields? And I got to believe there's a bunch of hucksters out there too.
There are, Jim, and I think that's probably true of any business or industry, and there's a lot of upside in dealing with these people. So, you know, unless you're dealing with Fortune 500 companies, this is the next best place to be, because these are very sophisticated families. Some of them own public companies. Some of them, well, many of them own Fortune 100 companies that are bigger than many of the global public companies. So it's a great market to be in. It's very sophisticated. So people want to be there. So I think there are not a large number of professional advisors in the country who are established in this space, and that's in large measure because it's a fairly nascent industry. So in 1988, there were no associations. There was very little published on the hard sciences, the tax, the investment, the legal structures, the risk management. There was a lot on psych, soc, how not to ruin the kids, governance kind of issues, but very little on all the other hard stuff. And in 89, the first association in the world was formed here in Chicago, Family Office Exchange, Family Wealth Alliance, spun out of that, also in Chicago, IPI out of New York, Family Office Association, now based in Miami, and Family Office Club, Family Office Group, based in Miami, and Family Office Association out of Greenwich. And all of these associations help facilitate families getting together to meet each other. Some of the conferences have family-only sessions, and for a family to get into the conference, they typically have to provide the name of a trusted advisor who will verify, in fact, they are a family office. I've done that for our clients who are trying to go to different events. And so that's one method of safeguarding. I think these associations are doing a better and better job of having family-only sessions and providing opportunities for families to network. And then there are smaller groups that I'll refer to as family office circles. And some of them are large, like with 100 families. Most are small, with, you know, 12 to 20. There are 7 or 8 of these in California, you know, geographically split. And they meet, you know, once a month, and they share information and talk. There are some nationwide networks. CCC is a big one. Tiger 21 is another one. And so they're built specifically to allow families and family business owners to meet with each other, talk with each other, share resources, you know, who are the advisors, who are the valuation firms, who are they working with, what are they doing. And I think that still takes a lot of time and investment, but that's one of the ways that families find each other. And then to get together for specific investments, I think a lot of the advisors will make introductions, not like a broker-dealer or an investment banker, but simply say, you know, you guys are kind of in the same industry or you're looking to do the same thing, you should talk to each other, and putting families together to see if something, you know, good comes out of it. So there's a lot of ways to get there, I suppose, but it is difficult for families to find other families, and it is difficult to verify who a family is, because there are billionaire families in Chicago that no one knows who they are. They don't appear on any of the lists. They go to great efforts to hide their wealth and live well below their means. And there are other families that where it's impossible for them to hide because their holdings are so substantial that they just can't stay off the radar screen and everybody in the middle. So, yes, it is difficult to find these families, but when they can get together, they can learn from each other, avoid making mistakes, share best practices, and I think it's a great development for the industry and certainly will shorten the learning curve, you know, for the families that meet each other.
Well, listen, I really do appreciate you sticking around for the extra little bit of time that we had. I know that you've got to go, but I do want to follow up. I'll get together with you and your team offline, and let's see if we can't get something together around that Cubs series. Maybe we can get you down here to meet some of the families that we have in Miami. Maybe I can make some quiet introductions, because I know know a number of people have been talking to me. In fact, I emailed you one inquiry just off the flyer today from an old friend that represents a very multi-generational family that if I mentioned on the air, everybody would go, oh, yeah, them, but I'm not going to do it. So, Tom, thanks so much for being on the show. If people want to find you, how do they get a hold of you?
We're based in Chicago. Our website is www.handlerfair.com. And our phone number in Chicago, which is our main office, is 312-641-2100.
Hey, thank you so much for taking time out. I know it's the very heavy tax season. I know you got a lot of things going on. I do appreciate you coming out here on the show, and I will follow up. We're going to get you down here for a Cubs game. I promise.
Sounds good. It's always a pleasure. Thanks very much, Jim.
Thank you again for joining us, Tom Handler. Hey, listen, we'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about focus, balance, peace, happiness, fulfillment, all the things that the family members look to get. We'll talk about your personal brand. We'll talk about what I've been able to accomplish in my first year out on my own. And we're going to have a great time in the last segment. We'll even give you an update on Vivian. So take it away. Let's rock the house. All right, we're having way too much fun in here. This must be radio. That's right. We're playing some good music today. Oh, my gosh. We're having a great time. You know when else I have a great time? After the show when I climb into my Warren Henry vehicle and motor on home and see my beautiful wife. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And that's right, Gator fans. Audi up in Gainesville. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. I will see you on the road.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Well, you've heard Tom Handler talking about it for the entire show, and that's high net worth families that are bringing their assets to Florida. And what do they do if they need a mortgage? Well, they call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. That's right. If your loan request doesn't fit inside the standard box, or maybe you're a realtor and you've got international clients that need a loan on their high-end real estate, or their commercial real estate, their residential condo hotel, golf course home, whatever it is, you can give me a call at 305-773-6300, and we'll understand the complex issues that you've got to deal with when you've got somebody from out of town, or maybe you're a U.S. resident, and you had a little of a credit issue, or you want to buy something, and you've got a lot of cash in a property, but maybe you're in real estate and your tax returns go a bunch of different ways. What do? You give me a call at 305-773-6300 because my partners and I, we understand what's going on. When you call us at 305-773-6300, we'll help you. Maybe you've got a client, or maybe you're specifically from Latin America, Asia, Europe. You heard Tom talking about it. They're all coming here. They're already here. They're all coming to protect their assets. And what's the first thing they buy? Real estate. And how do they get their money out of the real estate? They call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. $150,000, $15 million. I can help you across the spectrum. That's why they call us Spectrum Mortgage, 305-773-6300. Why do you call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Family means everyone's invited. Family means creating memories together.
Up and away, a home run.
Family means being a part of something special. And as a family, we're ready for an all-star season of Marlins baseball.
Hey, ball!
Be a part of all the excitement, unforgettable experiences, and behind-the-scenes moments. Become a Marlins season ticket holder and guarantee access to All-Star Weekend events. Join the Fish family today at marlins.com/season tickets.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch. Right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're having a great time here today. We've got a great show. We've had a Tom Handler on. Tom was talking to us about international asset protection and all the people that lost everything when they left Cuba. Well, heck, they sure know about it, and it's happening all over the world, and people are coming here to South Florida to protect their assets. You know, we had talked about having Michael Cooper on. Michael had a personal emergency, so we're going to rebook Michael Cooper, but we could still talk a little bit about what his topic was, which was focus and balance equals peace, happiness, and fulfillment. That's because if you stay focused and you stay balanced, well, that is the pathway to peace, happiness, and fulfillment. Why do we have to talk about it? Because it ain't so easy. I mean, for crying out loud, if you're in your car right now and the guy just cut you off, you got to just let it go. He's got an issue. Don't make it your issue. And when you're doing work or you're in business, you have to forget about all the different things that are pinging you all day long and focus on business, because that's going to bring you peace, happiness, and fulfillment. And it can't all just be about business. You have to have family life. I go to the ball games, all that stuff. You can't just be unilaterally focused on business, or you're going to just burn out. And so that brings me to my next topic, which is my big focus all the time, Vivian Freed. A lot of people go, hey, Jim, I heard that Vivian got a kidney. Well, Vivian did not get a kidney transplant. She's had end-stage renal disease since January 3rd, 2014, when we found her on the floor. And you know what? She goes to dialysis every single day. The woman is a trooper. She is my inspiration. And I got to tell you, this morning when I woke her up at 6 o'clock in the morning, she said, honey, would you please come here and just hold me before I have to get up and go have them stick the needle in me? She actually says, get pinched. But they put a 13-inch spike into her arm in this place where if you touch it, it feels like a heart beating. Oh, my God, I just love her so much. So I went in there, no matter how charged up I was, no matter how much I had to get done this morning, and I said, it didn't matter. What mattered was having balance and holding my wife and telling her it was going to be okay and that I was going to protect her. And if she went out and did her job, which her job is going to dialysis every day, she hasn't missed. She's got perfect straight A attendance. So she's going to go on that trip to Disney World once we get her that kidney. Then she has the perfect diet. She gets straight A's on her blood work. You go, why is all that important? Because on the day that they do call us and they do have a kidney transplant, she has to be ready to receive it. That's her job. And my job is to make sure that she can do that. So I'm out there plugging away with my Spectrum Mortgage stuff and all my real estate deals. And I've been on my own now for almost a year. It's been like 51 and a half weeks. It was Passover last year that I went out on my own. And I'll say it right here. I've closed 5 deals. I'm really proud. They're deals that are basically urban infill transactions. They've been some land development deals close in Palm Beach County, some land development deals here close in urban Miami. I've got friends of mine that are calling me and asking me, Jim, where do I put my house? I'm absolutely fed up with this commute. And I go, well, I know the guys that are doing it, and I know where you should go. And the answer's close in, within 15 minutes, wherever it is, and if it's next to transit, even better, because then your whole team can get to you, and you can get where you need to go, because transit's the thing. I just got a brand new listing that's a whole big piece of land. It's probably one of the last developable pieces of land, well, it is actually, in Miami-Dade County, and what's the most important thing about it? Not that I have a motivated seller, not that it's ready to go, but that it's right next to transit. So if it's next to transit, you can get on it, you can read your book, you can do your work, you can do your internet, and then you're at work, quick, easy, without aggravation, without that guy hitting you. I was driving by, I was getting in my car just to come here, and there was a car on the back of a tow truck, and the whole side was just caved in, and a guy looked at me, goes, what happened there? I said, the same thing that happened to me when I was going down Dixie Highway, and the guy was texting, and he was the last guy in the lane, and the lane stopped, and my lane was going 3 miles an hour, so he goes, oh my gosh, I gotta jump in that lane. And so what did he do? He jumped in the lane, and he crashed right into me. Wasn't fun, I can tell you that, but that stuff happens all the time, and when it does, what do you gotta do? You gotta take it in stride. You can't let that win, because if it wins, you lose, and it is a zero-sum game out there. You know, I'm talking to myself now. Sometimes there's the bicyclist there on the right side of the road. For goodness sakes, tomorrow you've got critical mass, the overt protest against cars on the road, and they're going to go from downtown through Wynwood up to Miami Beach and then come back across. It's going to shut this town down. So, by the way, make sure you look in the Herald tomorrow for that map. But you know what? I've gotten caught. I've been the front car as the bicyclists go by. And you can't honk your horn. You can't try to force your way in there. You got to kick back and let them do their thing. Because if you go crazy, they're not winning. They're winning, or not even that. You're just losing. There is no winner when you go crazy. So that's what we're talking about today. That's what Michael Cooper is going to come back on and talk about. Focus and balance equals peace, happiness, and fulfillment. That's what's really important. And Michael will come on, because when Michael's on, when he's done, I feel like running through a brick wall. Now, I just want to tell you one last thing. I want to thank everybody that's been involved here in my last year of being out on my own. I've had some wonderful people that have come and supported me. We've had a lot of people that have shown real support for Vivian. We have a lot of people out there, the people from Project Renewal up in New York, that are helping us educate people on what it takes to be a living donor, All you have to be is qualified. If you want to donate for Vivian, you just email r1125@renewal.org. I'll say it again. If you want to help Vivian, you just send an email to r1125@renewal.org. And you go, well, what happens? What happens to me if I donate a kidney? Well, if you donate a kidney and you need one, guess what? You're number one on the list. If you go, well, Jim, I'm going to miss work. Well, we'll help you. Project Renewal has a fund, and they'll give you a pro rata return of the lost income. Hey, Jim, I don't have insurance. I can't do that. Well, Vivian's insurance covers it. I make sure. I pay her enormous insurance bill every single month. I make sure that she has everything that she needs. And look, her hair, she's had a lot of issues that take special treatment, and I make sure that she gets it so that she can feel positive and go do what she needs to do. Why? Because that helps me have balance in my life. It helps me be peaceful. It helps me be happy. And my goodness, my heart is full of love and joy when I hold her the way I did this morning and just tell her everything's going to be okay, and I stroke her forehead. What do we got, 1 minute left? 1 minute left. Okay. I want to thank our sponsors. Before that, I want to thank Tom Handler. He's a regular on the show. He's the real deal. And if you need asset protection, you can email me, Jim at Freedon Business, and I'll get you in touch with Tom. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Spectrum Mortgage, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Associates, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, my buddies at the Miami Marlins. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to having fun. Espresso Marketing, Lauren's Kids, And of course, this is our eighth year, so the most important persons are you, our listeners. Thank you to our listeners. Go to our website, freedombusiness.com, Twitter, Freedom Business, at Jim Fried, at Freedom Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Hey, if you missed today's show, we'll be up real quick on freedombusiness.com. You know, this is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I think by now you know I absolutely love this. That's right. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you all. What an awesome show. What an awesome audience.